Exam Skills Trainer 5. Exercise 3.
With only two cities in the final stages of the bid to host the 2024 Olympic Games, it would appear that the competition is losing popularity. Could this be the beginning of the end for the most spectacular of all sporting events? We talked to Jeremy Myers, our sports expert. Jeremy, would you mind giving us a bit of background behind the 2024 bid?
No, of course not. So, originally there were five cities bidding to host the Games: Hamburg, Rome, Budapest, Paris, and Los Angeles. The first to withdraw in 2015 was Hamburg, after holding a referendum in which the majority voted against the Olympic bid. The following year, the mayor of Rome announced that the city was withdrawing its bid for financial reasons. And in 2017, a petition was launched in Budapest, which collected nearly double the signatures necessary for a referendum, so the city withdrew its bid. That left just Paris and Los Angeles, with Paris being awarded the 2024 Olympic Games.
Why the lack of enthusiasm for hosting the Games?
Basically, it's down to the expense. If a city is chosen to hold the Games, it has to spend a ridiculous amount of money on infrastructure. With the exception of Los Angeles, which held the 1984 Olympics, most cities have made a huge loss. The 2004 Athens Games cost almost 9 billion euros, considerably increasing the country's public debt. London 2012 went three times over budget, and more recently, the 2016 Games in Rio cost an estimated $12 billion, money which could have been spent on vital social services.
Surely the cities must make some money out of hosting the Games. I mean, they've got all these wonderful new sports facilities. Can't these be used for hosting other sports events?
Sadly, it doesn't work that way, and Rio 2016 is a perfect example of that. The Olympic Park is situated in a relatively well-off neighbourhood, a long way out of town. It's technically open to the public, but all there is to see there is a bunch of empty arenas. The golf course is abandoned, and the swimming arena is rusting and falling apart. Yes, Rio has a nice new subway line to the empty Olympic Park, but it also has a lot of unused sports venues it doesn't know what to do with, and a massive debt.
Jeremy, this financial burden didn't seem to be such a problem in the past. Why has that changed?
We were less connected in the past, so there wasn't the obligation to put on this fantastic show to impress the neighbours, as it were. Not every event required a brand new stadium, and cities would make do with the facilities they already had. On top of that, sport wasn't the billion-dollar business that it is today. In recent years, the cost has just spiralled out of control, and now everything is coming to a head.
Will this eventually mean the end of the Olympics, do you think?
Oh no, I'm sure the Games won't disappear completely. But for them to continue, there will have to be some changes. Maybe we'll have just one Olympic city, where the Games will be held every 4 years. Another alternative would be to hold different events in separate cities. So maybe you'd have basketball in New York, athletics in Paris, and swimming in Beijing. There are all kinds of different possibilities, really.
What would you personally like to see in the future, Jeremy?
I'd like to see the events spaced out more over the calendar. As it stands, the actual sporting events happen over only 16 days, and during that time, hundreds of incredible achievements occur, many of which we don't even hear about. If different events took place in separate months, we could give these amazing athletes the full attention they deserve, instead of merely focusing on how many gold medals our country has won.
What an interesting idea. Jeremy Myers, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.